Okay.
All right, thank you. So we'll go ahead and call the grants committee for the January 7th meeting to order. We'll start with a roll call. So I have Ms. Glasper.
Yes.
And Ms. Kuhn.
Present.
Mr. Foster.
Here.
Mr. Malone.
Present.
And Ms. Gorman.
Present.
And Mr. Michael is here. Currently, Mr. Jones is absent. Ms. Harris is absent. And I believe that's it.
Liz Dalton.
No, Ms. Dalton is absent. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll come later. I assume everybody's had a chance to review the minutes for the December 10th meeting. Assuming so, I would entertain a motion to approve. Moved by Mr. Foster. Second by Mr. Malone. Any discussion on those? No, no. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No, that passes unanimously. Thank you. Do we have any public comment from any of our guests today? No? Fantastic. Thank you. And I guess we will move on with new business. Our first item this afternoon is an approval of bills and purchase request report. I have a copy, extra copy here if anybody wanted to review it real quick, but did anybody?
They all, I send them all
okay,
copies,
great.
So you can just send one around for them to.
This isn't the one to sign, by the way, that's it. Did anybody have any questions for members of community development?
So I guess I just had some questions. So is this just an annual refresh on the laptops, or what's the? Oh,
we're not to that yet.
Sorry.
This is just on the supplies. No, you're fine. Yeah. And let the minutes show that Ms. Harris has arrived.
Okay.
And just if there's any questions on that. Everybody have enough time to review and everything? All right. If so, I would entertain a motion to approve those.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Glasper. Second by Ms. Gorman. And this will be a voice vote. Ms. Glasper?
Yes.
Ms. Kuhn?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Ms. Harris?
Yes.
All right. Passes unanimously. Thank you. And then our next item is a resolution supporting the realignment of Region 9 to basically, I believe we would absorb Jersey and Calhoun County into the LWIA 22. So Mr. Furman, maybe you want to give us an update
sure,
on that?
Sure. So I don't know. The maps were included with.
They were.
So, So the Department of Labor came and did an audit 2 years ago, last year, and determined that by their legislation, local workforce areas could not be in separate regions. And the state has 10 regions where Region 9 is Southwest, if you see that. So, their determination was Jersey and Calhoun needed to join us. As you recall, there was an effort at the state to come up with a waiver to prevent that or delay it. The boards in Jersey and Calhoun both voted that they wanted to move to our area, and the state was looking at 2020. They said, no, we want to come July 2019. Since both of those areas have passed resolutions at their county board saying they want to come, the state is asking for Madison County to pass a like resolution saying, yes, we want them to come. So that's what this is. So I have letters, have been copied on letters from the governor's office to both the chairman in Jersey and Calhoun County saying the state supports what they're doing, and everything from this point on is all the administrative things that check the box to make sure we do the right things. On July 1, the goal is people in Jersey and Calhoun County see no difference or see an improvement on the services they're being provided. So.
Then we kind of talked about it, Tony, but just to clarify, just so it's mentioned here, that you don't see in your expertise any downside to this whatsoever
We do not. So the requests are that we keep the current staff that they have in Jerseyville. So there's sort of a manager and then a more clerical person. So Bruce and I and Debbie Ingleton from my staff went up and met with them. We're doing some things to meet their needs, requirements, because the manager's been with West Central, who is the fiscal agent up there for 20 years, and 10 years before that, she was with the other organization that did this. So she's asking for some considerations as far as vacation and things like that, which doesn't seem to be irrelevant or anything that we can't do. The other thing, their request was that moving forward, when we fill those positions, that they will come from individuals in Jersey or Calhoun County, which also makes sense because they know what's going on up there. And so there's nothing that they've asked that's a deal breaker. So we're moving forward with some intergovernmental agreements to make sure that happens and we have the wording in place. And we have a call next week again with the state determining when we start checking boxes, how we change some of the agreements and everything to include them. That way come July 1, they'll be included. The upside is those two counties also bring funds that'll come to our area as well. So we'll see an increase in, we should see an increase in what we get next year to serve in the employment and training area.
Any questions?
Yeah. Do you foresee any further consolidation of the counties in that area?
No. Based on this, I don't.
No.
But there's always the possibility. I mean, I know.
And I know I'm comparing apples and oranges, but Jersey, Calhoun, Macoupin, and Green are in the same judicial district. They're in the same ROE district. You know, those counties tend to work together on different issues. So.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think the driving force on this is employment, and so people in Jersey and Calhoun tend to come our way. They don't go north or east. So, I mean, that's the driving force
here. I'd probably say that's the same with the folks in Macoupin, though, too. They, a lot of them come down.
Well, and it may be that as they move forward, we may grow again. So,
yeah.
But currently,
and I said I'm probably comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah, currently, this is based on how the economic development regions were driven, are drawn. That's the driving force here. I mean, they could have said, no, we want to stay, but they're very anxious to move to our area. I mean, I think, honestly, we're a little more progressive in some of the things we're doing down here, and they see the benefits of being with us as opposed to staying where they are.
Yeah.
And since you teach in Staunton, and that's Macoupin, with you know.
Yeah, that's. I said I'm probably comparing apples and oranges, but I said that those four counties are in the same ROE, they're in the same judicial circuit, so they have a kind of a connection these days.
Yeah, and they would have to.
And I know there's a lot of folks from Macoupin who come down this way, you know, the steel mill. And
yeah, I think they would have to go back and redraw the regional maps.
Wouldn't they even go up to Sagamon?
You know.
They go to Sagamon County a little bit.
People from Macoupin do go toward Sagamon for work.
Also a different local area. Right. So that's 20. So, 21 sort of stuck in the middle. And
And this is Cooper, do you have a question?
Mr. Chairman, I also spoke with our legal representative to make sure that everything was in order, and she's given us clearance as the ASA, just so that the committee's aware. Okay.
Thanks for letting us know. Appreciate it. Any other questions? Oh, and Ms. Dalton has arrived, just for the recorder, just so.
Sure. And you want to have her look at the...
This one, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Is there any further questions? Now then, I would entertain a motion to approve the realignment to recognize the addition of Jersey County and Calhoun County into LWIA 22.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Malone, seconded.
Second.
By Ms. Glasper. And there's no further discussion, and we will do a roll call vote. Ms. Dalton?
Yes.
Ms. Glassler?
Yes.
Ms. Kuhn? Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
And
yes.
Ms. Harris. Passes unanimously. Thank you all. Next item on the agenda is the, go ahead and I think we'll just do these together unless anybody objects, the 18 Lenovo Think Centers and 15 Lenovo Think Centers. They're both desktop, it looks like. And then also the 33 Microsoft Office standard licenses, which I assume go together for those exact computers. So.
They do.
Okay.
So the reason the number is so large is because in each one of our areas, we have a resource room where customers come in and can work on the resumes and all that. The computers in the resource room are going to be the tinies, so the smaller ones. They'll fit underneath the desk, out of the way. They're a little more expensive. But the upside also is we have issues sometimes with people bringing their own flash drives in, and we're trying to prevent that to keep from viruses and all that. So it's a little tougher to use those in the tinies. So we're paying a little bit more for those. The good news on the resource room is in Wood River, the nine that we're buying there, will be part of our memorandum of understanding for next year with all the partners, because all the partner agencies, individuals come in and use those, so they'll be, the cost will be split between the partners that are involved in the one stop and workforce in this area. So we're buying, just to go down with the details, there's 15 staff in Wood River, one in Greenville, and based on the time frame, by the time all this transpires, we will have Jersey and Calhoun. So there's two for staff in Jerseyville. And then in the resource room, we have 9 in Wood River. There's 2 in Greenville and 4 in Jerseyville. So that's where that total number's coming from. And like I said, the licenses from Word or from Microsoft are part of that. The reason we're doing it is like every other department here, we still have Windows 7 on everything, and we need to upgrade to Windows 10, so.
Can I ask a question? Yeah, sure. Say for instance in Greenville, is their office like in with Bond County and?
No, so the office in Greenville is in the Kaskaskia College building in Greenville.
Okay.
In Jerseyville, they're in the Jersey County Courthouse, okay. So they're in the basement. So.
Gotcha.
Any other questions for Mr. Furman regarding the purchases of the computers and licenses? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve both the computer purchases and the 33 office standard licenses.
So
moved by Ms. Dalton.
Second.
Second by Ms. Harris. No further discussion. And a roll call vote. Ms. Dalton?
Yes.
Ms. Glassberg?
Yes.
Ms. Coon?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Ms. Malone?
Aye.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
And Ms. Harris?
Yes.
Passes unanimously. Thank you all. And then next, it brings us to a discussion, I believe this is on the National Association of Workforce Boards annual conference for Mr. Berman.
You can pass those out. So this is a fair amount of money to send 4 individuals to Washington in late March to this conference. The National Association of Workforce Boards is the organization for all the workforce boards throughout the country. For 2 years, we were not a member. During the transition, it sort of got dropped, and so the business members of our board said this is a very important organization, we need to be part of it. This conference is a big deal, we want to be there. That's sort of the who, the why we want to go, or the who would be, I would be attending, Sarah Ray Lario from my staff, who is our business person, would be attending. Rosemary Brown, the Chamber President from the Southwestern Madison County Chamber in Granite City would be attending. And Paul Wellhausen, who is the Vice President at SCF, Lewis and Clark, the barge line, will be attending. The reason the 4 of us will be attending is the sheet that I passed out to you. We've been working on a video about soft skills. We keep hearing over and over and over the biggest problem people have with employees are the soft skills. They don't show up on time, they don't work, they can't work together. So we've been working on this video for a while. You will notice on the top, the opening, we have secured the president of this National Association of Workforce Boards. He did our introduction for us. We already have it taped and ready to go. There's some fairly decent names on there that are doing different sections for us. Richard Mark from Ameren, Illinois. Mike Patton, who's the general manager at U.S. Steel in Granite City. Dave Peacock, who was president of AB when I was there, who is now president of Chinook's Markets. Dan Buck, is sort of doing the wrap-up, and then the final wrap-up is Chancellor Pembroke from SIU. So this could be a big deal. So one of the reasons we're asking to go to this conference is the plan is when we complete this that we will not be doing a formal presentation, but they will be showing this like out in the lobbies and everything as people are walking by. So the 4 of us who have been working on it want to be there in case there's any questions or anything. This is an opportunity, quite honestly, for Madison County to get a little national notoriety on this. This could be a big deal. So I've been told by purchasing we don't need a purchase request because we pay the airlines a little bit and we pay for the conference fee and the hotels and the per diem. But for each individual, it's roughly around $2,500 is my estimate. So we're looking at $10,000 to send four people there. So
how many days?
Three nights. So we go up on Saturday and come back on Tuesday evening.
And where is it going to be again?
It's at the Hilton in Washington. So the last thing they do is release everybody, and they go over to Capitol Hill to meet with legislators as well. It's sort of like a left, you know, workforce push. So
why is it we're paying for Lewis and Clark and not SIU, right? The way I'm understanding.
Well, no. So SCF Lewis and Clark is a barge company.
Yeah.
Paul Wellhausen is the vice president. Mm-hmm. He's also the vice chairman of our local workforce board. So he's going in the role as person on the workforce board. Mm-hmm. Historically, they have taken individuals from the workforce board to this conference. So.
And I just want to thank Mr. Furman, because I mean, there's been some discussions if the full conference is over, you know, $5,000 counting airline and hotels and food and per diem conference fees, if that should warrant the rate, you know, the process where the finance committee has to prove it and all those things. And you were very proactive, I appreciate that, to bring it to our attention to say, hey, just so you know, this does break that $5,000 limit. So if you want to have a vote on it, that would still give us next time for next meeting, we could do it. But he was just saying, I don't want to be accused of trying to hide the fact that, you know,
so
not one.
So
right.
I'm also presenting the same thing to the Finance Committee Wednesday. It's listed as new business or whatever. It's not a purchase request, but because purchasing has told me I don't need one, but I want to be upfront with what's going on, because it's a whole lot of money in my world. So
I expected more when you said DC. A lot more.
Yeah.
Is there any other questions?
So this is the people that are going to be in the video?
Correct. Those are the people that are filming those sections. So there's...
And the video will be how long?
Probably about 5 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, we're trying to... So we're at the point now where they filmed the first group, and there's another group being filmed on the 11th, and then another one, I think, on the 24th. And then we will be doing the editing.
Right. And then this will be taken with you to D.C.
Well, we will be sending it to that organization, because the president of the organization did the opening. So they will have it to do with it, but also we'll be distributing it. I've talked to the regional office of education. They're going to get it out into their system. We will provide it to any business who wants it. So, you know, they want to use it in an orientation. So.
And then what's on the agenda for the conference? I mean,
conference is a typical conference. I mean, it's different states and individuals talking about what they're doing and, you know, all the different things going on. I would anticipate with the big push on apprenticeships that there'll be several apprenticeship topics. So I haven't seen the actual list of presentations, so.
And I don't need to go in a whole lot of detail, but some of the other conversations we've had, like with the IT department when they go to conferences, is, you know, for you as kind of the leader of this group to kind of identify what are the key sessions you want to go to,
right,
and what's the outcome,
right?
So have everybody
right, so
kind of...
they'll have sessions like for the business people
right.
on the board, so, you know, Paul and Rosemary can pick what they want to go to, and then there's more on the administrative side as well, and Sarah being the business person who deals with the businesses, I mean, there'll be presentations on what other states are doing as well that we can pick up from.
Right, and that's, but then bringing back the
correct.
Learnings from that to share with
right.
whomever may be.
Of course,
you know, yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Is there any thoughts one way or the other? I guess I think we probably all assume a great conference. It's awesome that Madison County could get national recognition. I guess as the chairman, I was just wondering if anybody was kind of in the mindset that this should be brought forward as like a whole package, and then we actually do roll call votes on whether or not to. Again, technically we don't have to, because no one vendor is over 5,000. So according to the purchasing, I believe, ordinances that we currently have on the books, we don't have to have any votes. Now the Finance Committee, I guess, could tell us
and
on Wednesday
we'll come back and
that
bring
we want you to come
so.
Back.
Let the Finance Committee deal with it.
Is Chairman yeah. Prenzler supportive of?
He is. He signed the travel request already, so I made sure we did that.
I mean, that personally, not that my opinion matters to anybody else, I'm great with it. If Chairman Prenzler signed off on
it,
finance.
Too, the Finance Committee tends to do things with a fine tooth comb, so
that's fine.
Let them mess
that's
with
fine.
It.
Fine.
The video that you're producing, Is that going to be available online if you go?
Yeah, we'll put it everywhere. Yeah, I mean, we want to get it out everywhere.
I think it's a great idea to get it out to the schools.
If everything we hear is soft skills that people don't have.
From what you're telling us about what's happened in Granite City, that they can't fill positions because people don't have these soft skills.
So at our last workforce board meeting, we sort of changed up some things. So we had a couple business people talk about things. And we had Jim McIsaac, who is the trading director at U.S. Steel, talk. And he talked about people not showing up on time and not passing drug tests and not being able to work and having to get rid of people because they fall asleep and about burn the place down. And Dick Bold, who owns 5 McDonald's, dealing with kids, said the same thing. We have the same issues.
Yeah.
He said, I had a kid, he goes, tell me one day, I didn't take this job to do work.
Oh. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you're 16.
After 32 years of teaching, I've seen the change in students, the way they react to work.
Yep.
And this would be great to get out to schools, that especially when they have a curriculum that addresses this type of issues.
Yep. So that's the plan. So
our future.
Because you don't want to believe me, the teacher. Maybe you'll listen to Jerry Knoll, the refinery manager, or maybe you'll listen to Richard Mark, the president of Ameren.
The other thing we're doing, we're having each one at the beginning talk about their first job they had. That way kids can see, he didn't start out as CEO. He started out delivering newspapers or working at McDonald's or whatever. So.
Tell you from our personal experience, it's not only the kids you have to deal with trying to train them, but it's their parents.
Yep. Yeah,
absolutely. That's the biggest problem of them all. All right, because the parents said, you have to do this. No, that's not how it works, folks.
Great. Thank you. Is everybody okay with it? It sounds like you don't need to put it back on the agenda next month for a vote. Fantastic.
Yeah, if it's back on the agenda next month, that means finance a resolution. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Then we have our administrative reports.
I'm gonna go home and run these over.
Yeah.
To the ladies.
Thank you very much.
They're still here.
So a couple of quick things since I've talked long enough today. We have filled the business service rep position that we talked about. Internally, we're moving someone from the client side over to the business side. As we looked at numbers, we don't need to backfill that job currently, so we're staying with the same staff, but we're moving somebody's responsibility over on the business side where we need a bigger push and influx. Other thing, finally, our research presentation at SIU. We got a note in December from the student who's doing it, said that the professor was not happy with what he had done, so they were delaying it. So we're gonna finally get our results next Monday, the 14th at 5:00 at SIU, if anyone's interested. I do not have the room yet, but if you're interested in hearing that, please let me know. And when I get the room, I will forward it to everyone. That way, if you wanna attend. I just wanted to pass this around. We talked about with the leadership council at the board meeting about having results to present. I received this from the Ed Glenn Chamber of Commerce with our invoice for this year for $200 to be a member, showing what they had done last year. I thought it was kind of quick and easy and interesting. So just wanted to share that.
Thank you.
That's it for me.
Fantastic.
I'm done.
Thank you.
Half hour.
And I believe Trudy's on a well-earned vacation, I believe.
Yes.
So Sharon is taking over. So community development.
She submitted her written update. She should be back tomorrow.
Is James going? Is he? James, is he in the office?
Yeah.
He's in the office. Okay, I just had a question for him.
He'll be all week. But Dave Harrison had some information he wanted to share down by
Yes, unfortunately, last month the flyer that I passed out regarding our Project Homeless Connect had last year's dates. So please destroy those. It's amazing how often you can look at a document and just look right over things. So this first one is about our point in time count. And then the second one is just some more information about Project Homeless Connect and our point in time count. Every year, HUD requires us to conduct a survey of homelessness in Madison County, Last year, our number was 146. We know that there are more people, so we try to do a better job of counting every year. It involves volunteers organizing in three separate locations in the county, kind of hitting the hot spots that we know of. And then, of course, we also do a census from our three emergency shelters that are in the county. The hard part, of course, is identifying those folks that are unsheltered, those folks that are sleeping on the street, in the park, in an abandoned building, under an overpass, et cetera, et cetera. That's where the volunteers come in, and we try to seek those folks out. We enlist the assistance of the police departments to identify spots that we might try to hit. Needless to say, it's a difficult task. It's trying to hit that moving target. So our point in time count again is the last Monday of the month, the 28th, and then the next day we continue surveying folks that attend our Project Homeless Connect. We gather our organizations, our service providers for the homeless population at one location, invite those folks that are experiencing a housing crisis, and we try to connect them with services. But then we also get donations of food from area restaurants and feed them a hot meal. We have haircuts available. Clothing donations are just incredible. A lot of goodie bags with toiletries, other things that folks need on a daily basis. So if anyone's interested in volunteering or attending or just stopping by, please feel free to do so. It's really a pretty interesting event, and we get quite a few of our service providers to come out and help out.
Do you, whenever you do this, do you have any idea how many of these people have mental disabilities?
I would be able to provide you with some of those numbers. I don't have that right off the top of my head, but certainly mental health conditions are one of the top reasons for homelessness.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have a map that identifies. I know that the homeless count includes people that don't have a house, that are sleeping on the couch of someone's bed.
Right.
People that are actually homeless and do not have shelter, you don't have a map that identifies where they're located within the county, do you?
I do not. There are some programs out there that I've heard some of my colleagues are trying out. Mm-hmm. In Peoria, and actually St. Louis County is doing that this year. I'm kind of waiting to see how those work out for them before I jump in and start wanting to buy things. So we're doing it the old-fashioned way on paper.
When you do the survey, how do you do that? How do you go about it?
Well, we've had anywhere from probably 6 to 12 volunteers in each location.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, we've kind of roamed and done some mm-hmm. hotspots, so fast food, gas stations, bus stations, emergency ER rooms and hospitals. Libraries are a big one. This year, we're going to try to take a bit of a different approach and be stationary, and had a team at a library, at the bus station, at McDonald's, and try to see how that works for us, rather than roaming the streets when, we could be going down this street and a person going down the other street and we miss them. So take a little bit of a different approach on it.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Any other questions? Any other questions after reading Trudy's report? All right, move on to old business then. There's nothing listed, but I guess any final thoughts before adjourning the meeting?
Let's talk about that leadership council.
No.
Just give us a couple months break.
You could have waited for 30 minutes.
You would have been dead.
You are a troublemaker. Okay, quick.
Is there something we need to sign, Linda, everybody?
Oh my god.
Just the top copy?
Yes, please.
Okay.
You guys voted on it last month, and the paper got misplaced or lost in the shuffle somewhere.
Well, that's going around. I guess I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Judy, second by Ann. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Okay.